Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I want to talk about your networks and using your networks more effectively. You see, our networks probably have more power today than what they have ever in the history of business. Yet, for decades on decades on decades, we've always said that your net worth is equal to your network. And that's because in the past, your network were people that you would meet, you would have great relationships with, you'd see them on a regular basis. But times have changed. We don't have to see people on a regular basis. And right now in 2020, seeing people on a regular basis is actually near impossible. So what's the difference? Why aren't our networks the same as what they were in 1980, 1990, in the early 2000s? Well, social media. Social media, technology, and other types of platforms that bring people together have changed the way our networks are created, the way networking is done, the way that we build relationships with our networks. It's all changed. And there are so many things that are better. But there are also so many things that people just don't grasp because they take the lazy way, thinking that technology, the platform, will do all the heavy lifting for you. You see, when you have your networks working for you effectively, it's amazing the opportunities that can get created, the doors that can get opened, how they can collaborate with you, share you, promote you, announce your things. Like, there's so many things that your networks can do. But when you get this wrong, pretty much you get no exposure, no leverage, and you're doing everything yourself. And that's the problem for most businesses, is that they see their networks as a transaction, as someone to sell to, rather than someone who you can collaborate with. Someone that you can share with, create win-wins with. Now, that doesn't mean that people in your network aren't going to want to buy the things that you offer. But if that's your focus in growing your networks to get people to buy from you, then you miss the point altogether. And your net worth from your networks will be minimal. Just before I go into all of that, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group, just search the Million Dollar Referral Network, click on the link in the description wherever you happen to be viewing this, and make sure you subscribe to us, Referral Marketing Guru, on YouTube, across any of our Spotify, iTunes, Google Play podcast links, or wherever you happen to be watching this on whichever social platform. So the big mistake in terms of being able to not utilize our networks properly is that we are being taught, and it's just so incorrect, but we're being taught by so many people to grow your networks to then create outreach to try to sell to them. So just the other day, I had someone who isn't a friend on Facebook, who goes friend request, before I even accept it, has already sent me a message. I see we're part of several groups. I thought I'd reach out to see if you want to do X, Y, Z. Now, I get that outreach is important, but you've got no clue whether A, I've got that pain point, B, I want a solution, C, I even like you. So that's an awful lot of crosses and a waste of time, effort, energy, resources, and they're probably paying someone to do that, to maybe get one out of every 100. And sure, I'll hear people say, well, that's one out of every 100. So therefore, that's 10 out of every 1,000. That's got to be worth doing. And if you can afford to pay someone to send 1,000 messages to maybe get 10 responses, not 10 clients, 10 responses, good on you. But for most people listening to this, that's a complete waste of your time, effort, money, resources, energy. So how about, rather than you growing networks simply to outreach, we grow networks to be able to find partners, to be able to find win-wins with people in there. Sure, you're going to find people who want your solution and therefore they're going to buy from you. It's why we talk about in our 9 referral profit accelerators, you got to grow networks with perfect people. Sure, people who can buy from you, people who can partner with you, people who can be door openers. There's 3 different types of people. And that should be 90% of your network. The remaining 10% can be your support network. How you use your networks and how you grow your networks, how you turn your networks into your net worth comes down to your thinking. There's 3 levels of thinking. The transactional thinker, where everything is about what are you going to do for me? How are you going to help me? Then you got the collaborative thinker. Let's create win-wins, but really it's still very much around what you're doing for me. And then you've got the transformational thinker who can think outside the square, who can pretty much make something up where there's win-wins on the spot with any single person, including their closest competitors. And that's simply because they're thinking. Their mindset is one where they understand the power of their networks. They understand that they don't want to do everything themselves. They want other people sharing them, promoting them, talking about them, tagging them into opportunities. When I look, we get to speak some 80 plus times a year, online, offline, around the globe. We don't use the speaker bureau. We don't go searching for them. We get people constantly say, oh, you've got to speak to Michael about referrals and partnerships. You've got to speak to Michael to do that around getting clients without spending any money on ad spend. You've got to speak to Michael around building referral sources. So that's because our networks have been growing in a way that people who we serve are part of our networks. But people who we can partner with who serve our people are part of our networks. So in our 9 referral profit accelerators, accelerator 4 is grow networks with perfect people. But it's accelerator 5, engage, educate, be seen to get doors open, that is the real key to using your networks effectively and getting your networks to create opportunities for you. See, if you're a transactional thinker, if the only time you speak to your networks is when you want something, then eventually your networks are going to go, you know what? I've had enough of this. And they're just going to drift away. If the only time they hear from you is buy this, do this for me, promote this for me, who do you know that can help me? You think about it. How many times are you going to listen to that before you just sort of, had enough, moving on? Some people, it might only be 2, 3, 4 times. For others, they might last a little bit longer. So we've got to show our networks how we care. We've got to personally engage with our networks, and that's when our networks will want to create opportunities for us. See, as human beings, there's a couple of things that are 100% correct. We love to think that we're all unique and individual, and yes, we are. But there are some things that every single person has, whether they like it or not. And as a human being, we're driven by emotions. We're driven by how we feel. We do things when other people do things for us. It's our primitive nature. It comes all the way back from millions of years ago in the cave days. And yes, we've evolved, but there is so much of our human makeup from our primitive days. And because we understand that, we understand how to use networks effectively. We understand what makes our networks want to promote us. We understand the right thinking behind things. See, it's amazing what you can get your networks to do when you have the right thinking. If you think turning up to a networking event, to a referral group, to any sort of trade show, expo, conference, with the purpose of, great, I'm going to meet some people who are going to help me with my business, You simply are a transaction thinker. Sure, you might find one, two people, but you've left so much money on the table versus how we would go about it. See, the first thing you need to do is you need to work out who are the perfect people I need to grow my networks with. Then you need a plan strategy to do so. It shouldn't be hit and miss luck. Like if you are only growing your networks with the people who come to you, guarantee 99% of them are not the right people and they shouldn't be in your networks. You have to take responsibility and control of growing your networks with the right sorts of people so then you can engage with them, you can educate them, you can get seen by them, you can collaborate with them, you can create win-wins with them. There are so many things you can do when you have strategy and a purpose around how to use your networks effectively. Last thing I want you to think about here. How do you care for your networks? How do you get your networks to know that you care? How do you personally engage with your networks? How do you create conversations with your networks? They're the sorts of things you're going to be thinking about because that's what allows you to use your networks effectively. So remember, if you're not part of our $1 million referral free Facebook group, go to facebook.com/groups/Michael Griffiths. Search the $1 million referral network on Facebook or wherever you happen to be listening, watching this. Make sure you click in the description below. Remember to subscribe. Get More Referrals Today podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, YouTube channel, and Google Play. Till next time, take care, have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you all soon.